Let's talk to Barry McGuigan about the big fight tonight. Barry, good morning to you. How are you today?
Good morning, Derek, and a special good morning to Blandis. How are you, darling?
Hello, Barry, darling. Oh, it's great to hear your voice. We had a little love in there a few years ago, didn't we, Barry?
Where did you have a love in?
We were in London together, and we had a great night together. You know, his wife was there as well, by the way, and there were people with me just in case. But we had a wonderful.
She passes on her best to you too, by the way.
Thank you. Great to hear your voice. Are you all excited, or how do you feel about this?
Well, I am excited in. To an extent, but I mean, it's a little bit far fetched for McGregor to win this fight. It's too good, you know. Mayweather's too good, and although he's 40 years old, and although he's been out of the ring for a couple of years, he is one of the best, certainly one of the best of all time, and the best of his era. And you know, I just don't see how Conor, who I've got the utmost respect for, by the way. And a terrific athlete and tremendous personality and a very magnetic sort of guy in general. I just don't see how he can beat Mayweather. He's just not quick enough. He's not skillful enough. He doesn't have those skills, those level of skills that it will take to beat Mayweather. Mayweather is exceptional.
Amir Khan said McGregor fighting Mayweather is akin to a tennis player taking up badminton. And then I saw another guy, and I think he was from the Mayweather camp, who said that McGregor stands as much chance as a snowball in a microwave.
Yeah, well, that's maybe a little exaggerated.
I mean, but very vivid one.
It is, yes, it's vivid nonetheless, Derek. Yeah, but he'll be aggressive and he'll come forward. And the only way to win the fight is to put pressure on Mayweather and just to maul all over him. The guy that was most successful against him was a guy called Marcos Maidana, an Argentinian guy who fought him several years ago, and just swarmed all over him, give him lots of trouble. And that's the way that if McGregor is to win, which is highly unlikely, the only way he can do it is to walk forward and throw lots of punches. The problem with that is he's not sophisticated, he's not subtle enough in his movements, and they take years to practice and get right.
Yeah.
So he'll have to walk into punches, and I just think it's a lost cause.
So it's more theatre than a fight?
Without a doubt. And, you know, the good thing about it is there's mixed sort of views on this, but he'll earn in the region of $50 million, which is shocking.
Wow. It's incredible. But there's always a bit of pantomime. Even we heard Muhammad Ali, there, a piece of recording of him there earlier. There's always a bit of pantomime before these fights, isn't there, Barry? Like, Vegas is like, it's the best town to have a gig like this in.
Well, without a doubt, that's the sort of mecca of boxing, and anything goes in Vegas, as you probably know. It's a crazy town, but the thing about it is, you know, it is a pantomime, and the press conferences were incredibly funny and you know, a little bit coarse. It seems to be modern humor where they use a lot of bad language and whatever. But that's you know, that's. That's his style. That's McGregor's style. And he trumped Mayweather in every one of the press conferences. Mm. He was far more entertaining. But that's where that's where his dominance stops. I mean, when the bell rings, it'll be all Mayweather.
Well, we'll see. One final question, and it simply requires a yes or no from you, Barry. If McGregor wins this fight tonight, will he be inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame? What do you think?
Unlikely.
But it's diplomatic. You didn't say yes or no. Will you respect him if he wins?
Oh, of course. I respect him.
Anyway,
I know him a lot. He's a great guy, and he used to train in John Connor's gym in the Irish Strength Institute. I know him from that, and I know John. He works with us, and he's a great lad and a consummate professional and a really hard worker, but I just don't think he has the skills to beat this guy, and that's it.
We'll see in the early hours of the morning. Barry McGuigan, thank you very much indeed.